This is GCW's senior official Bernie Kowanowicz, and you are locked into Beyond Ringside.
And somehow I think the radio gods are going to like us today. Welcome to the Easter Egg Edition. It's Saturday, October the 9th, and we are live at the Bell City Civic Center. Yours truly on behalf of Beyond Ringside. Fast Eddie Lane, Mark Mabo Bowman. What's up, Marcus?
Are you sure it's not like October 10th at this point?
I really think it is.
Happy birthday to me.
Amen. First off, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Not yet. Let's not make me older than what I am.
You are. Trust me. We know. We've seen the post office wall. A matter of fact, I think you're coming up on a future episode of Dateline NBC.
Yes.
Once again, we are live at the second annual Global Championship Wrestling Southern Legends Fan Fest. Glad to be a part of the festivities. First off, dude, electric atmosphere. You got to love it. Great crowd already, and they keep coming in.
Yes, it's by the droves. Just mass, just a mass and sea of humanity. Just there's so many massive humans. I mean, human mass in here.
There you go. I think you got it right on both counts.
Yes.
Taking a look around real quick, of course. Looking to our immediate left of where we're located, in left, Mark. Thank you, Mabo. Over here, that would be the one, the only Dutch Mantel. Dirty Dutch is with us.
Yeah, we know why he's called Dirty Dutch at this point.
I know. We're going to talk about that live a little bit later on the regular version of the show. As we are recording this segment, once again, we are at the Southern Legends Fan Fest. Taking a look across the facility, you've got part of the Armstrong family already here. Bullet Bob is here.
Yep.
Brad is here.
I see him.
Glad to see him both.
Yes.
Taking a look right over to our left, Micah Taylor, the man who is the number one contender for the GCW World Championship. Later on tonight, he is going to be going against Sergeant Hammer 2 out of 3 falls match.
Bruiser Brody Jr.
Bruiser Brody Jr. is here in the house right now.
And his beard is phenomenal.
There you go. Make ZZ Top jealous. Taking a look around, you've got some of the superstars of Global Championship Wrestling in and around the area right now. To our immediate right, you've got Chief Thunder Horse. And right now, speaking with him, a name and a face that a lot of people are going to recognize from national television. That would be referee Rudy Charles.
Whoa, Eddie, I just saw him slide. I just saw Thunder Pony, what it, Rumble Horsey. He just slid him something. I don't know what. It looked at,
maybe a $20 bill? $5 bill? Who knows?
I think it was a coupon at McDonald's.
It was a crumpled up two. I don't know. But a lot of things going on around here already. Matter of fact, we had a chance to speak with Dutch a few minutes ago, and
yes.
It was a completely electric conversation.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The babes are here in droves, too.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Chase, Chase, you're missing everything,
oh,
man.
Oh, you are, Chase.
I'm sure Chase is actually listening as this goes out live. Once again, it is Saturday, October the 9th, and we are at the Southern Legends Fan Fest for Global Championship Wrestling.
Yes, and I'm telling you right now, we need to put a wrap on this because I want some nachos.
You want some nachos?
But we'll keep going. I will stave my hunger for nachos for the sake of the show. Why? Because I'm a trooper. Dang it.
Well, there you go.
I see you got the card in front of you.
Matter of fact, I do. I was just about to start into that. Matches are going to be taking place tonight, and we're going to review them a little bit later on the live edition of Beyond Ringside, which is going to air at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to go for an hour before Bound for Glory from TNA.
BFG.
There you go. Yeah, that's what it is right now. Or is that BFE? I don't know. Leading off the card, I do believe, A.R. Fox is going to be taking on the wrestling hybrid, Orion Bishop.
Somebody's going to get smushed into the ground.
Yeah, buddy. Total Protection, Mr. Hughes is scheduled to be here a little bit later on this evening.
Get out of the city.
He's going to be taking on Scotty Blaze.
Who?
Okay, Chase.
I'm sorry. That was for Chase. I love you, Chase.
Now, the GCW Television Championship is going to be on the line this evening.
Uh-huh.
The former champion, Mead Mike Posey, has exercised his rematch clause.
Uh-huh.
He is going to be taking on the Inhuman Fly, the current and brand newly crowned, I like that word.
Brand newly crowned?
Pretty much. Television champion, the Inhuman Fly. It will be a blindfold match, and we did come to find out on GCW Radio this past Thursday that Mr. Blur has been asked to be the special guest enforcer referee.
I don't know, Eddie. That sounds kind of shady to me. I mean, everybody knows Blur's past.
Yes.
And they know his current state.
There you go.
Is that really a good idea?
I don't know.
I mean, you as the commissioner.
Yes.
Is that a good idea?
You know, I'm willing to give anybody a fair shake the first time. I will give you a chance to prove. Now, remember, Mr. Blur was an official for the longest time with Global Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, and he was a shady little sucker, too.
Yeah, but also he's a former GCW heavyweight champion. You have to remember that, too.
Well, this
so
is
he's
true.
Looking, he's getting his career back on track inside the ring right now. So I'm sure that he's looking to make sure that he dots his T's and crosses his I's to make sure that he stays in line for not only a chance at the television title, but also the GCW world title.
Well, you know, I mean, you're commissioner, and you got to deal with the edicts hand down by the front office. So
almost, and I write a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
Also, another situation that's going to be coming to a head a little bit later on in the show, Johnny Swinger, you know him, WCW, WWE, ECW, and TNA, Hardcore Justice, will be in a last man standing match against Rob Russo, also a referee here in Global Championship Wrestling. But also, there's an intriguing storyline behind that. But I'd really like to let everybody check up on GCW TV as well as GCWPro.com, and you're going to find out a little bit more about that. We'll go a little bit more into the live broadcast after 6 o'clock p.m. Now, one that is going to be tremendous, I'm waiting on this one because you know it's going to be rough and tumble. Dutch Mantel, the Dirty Dutchman from Oil Trough, Texas, is going to be taking on Bruiser Brody Jr. Matter of fact, good friend of ours walking in front of the podium right now. Be Smooth, Brian Reese. Glad to see Brian this afternoon.
He's taking pictures.
He's taking pictures. Yeah, we'll probably see those up on the websites a little bit later.
I'm glad I did my hair today.
I'm glad I forgot to take my glasses off. Also, you've got a six-man. Matter of fact, we're going to get Be Smooth on in just a couple of minutes. Hey, Brian, don't go too far. Yes, I scream live while we're being taped.
And he's going far.
There you go, real far. As we come back, let's do it. We're talking about Dirty Dutch Mantel and Bruiser Brody Jr. Moving on, you've got a six-man tag tonight. Part of Team Apocalypse in Global Championship Wrestling, the Moneymakers, J.P. Magnum, Theodore Tutwiler III, and the Equalizer will be taking on the Armstrong Family Reunion. Bullet Bob Armstrong, Brad Armstrong, and Scott Armstrong.
And speak of the devil.
What's that?
The Equalizer.
Ah, yes. But take a look across the arena right now. You got Bullet Bob Armstrong and Brad Armstrong. So, you know, Equalizer's outnumbered in theory.
Yes, but who's to say he's not there scouting? I mean, just because he might be outnumbered doesn't mean he can't pull a quick, Jeff Galooly, Nancy Kerrigan.
That makes sense to me.
That reference was dated, boys and girls.
It was to me, too. And I'm older than you by a couple of weeks. Oh, Lord. Now, I'm looking at this card, and top to bottom, it is a main event card all the way through. Every match on this could be a main event somewhere in this country. It really could.
I would be inclined to agree.
And one of the matches that is an international grudge match, this is a carryover from a situation that occurred in Japan when these two faced.
Yes.
And we've got them here. Bull Buchanan, well-known superstar around the world, across the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
is going to be taking on probably a man who is one of the true innovators of carnage.
Yes.
And that's Abdullah the Butcher. Man. Now, this is also the first time that Abdullah the Butcher has been in the state of Alabama in over two decades.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're glad to see him, and he's going to be coming on. We might be able to get his manager, Honest John Cheatham, on with us in just a little while.
I think I was represented by his law firm one time.
No, that's Dewey Cheatham and Howe. There you go.
Thank you, Three Stooges.
Uh-huh. And in the main event this evening, GCW World Heavyweight Championship, Micah Taylor challenging in a 2-out-of-3-falls match the current champion, Sergeant Hammer from Fort Bragg, 2-out-of-3-falls match. You know, a lot of people say that it could favor the challenger, it could favor the champion, but I look at it as it really favors the champion because any situation can seriously come to light in a 2-out-of-3-falls match.
Well, let me ask you this, Eddie.
Go ahead.
You know, this is just, you know me, I have a tendency to think things.
Okay.
And sometimes it hurts.
Yeah, really?
It's a 2-out-of-3-falls, correct?
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Say Sergeant Hammer gets the first pinfall.
Okay.
Micah gets the second pinfall.
Okay.
And what if Micah wins by disqualification on the third pinfall? Does he get the belt?
We're going to actually work on that because that has been brought up, and I'm going to get with the president of the company. Now, in my opinion, remember, you have to, under normal circumstances,
yes.
a championship can only change hands by pinfall or submission. Disqualifications yes. kind of cut things down.
Yes.
So as it stands, we're going to look at that as a situation in play. So I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work out right now, but give me a little bit of time. We're going to figure everything out.
Look, I know Micah Taylor has been busting his butt to get that belt, and I personally want to make sure everything. I want to make sure everything is copacetic.
Tell you what, do me a favor. Hey, Bernie. You feel brave?
Why are you doing this to me?
I don't know. Sounds like a good idea.
Is this about a good time for nachos?
Tell you what, you want to go get some nachos?
Nah, let's do this.
Okay, hang on. I'm being evil for a second, folks.
No.
Hang on.
you don't have apples and oranges, you can't be evil.
Come around this side of the table. Pop a headset on. Now, go in right by that microphone. Yeah, come on in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being joined by Global Championship Wrestling GCW Senior Official Bernie Kowanowicz. Bernie, good to see you, man.
Oh, my gosh. Fast Eddie. Thanks a lot.
Hold on. Turn it around. Turn it around.
Gee whiz. Sorry, folks. I don't know what I'm doing here.
He's hyperactive.
Oh, yeah. It's a great time here. Thanks, Eddie. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. All the stars, the fans, the excitement.
Can I please have some of what you got the transfusion working with, dude? First off, you are one of the most energetic officials I've ever seen. Now, we're looking right around 522 right now at the Southern Legends Fan Fest. About 30 minutes ago, we managed to catch... We didn't get pictures of it. We really wish we had, and we want to find those shots because I know they're going to exist. You in a dance-off down at the other end of the Pell City Civic Center. The music was jamming, and you were going nonstop, brother.
Well, actually, there was a Mr. Blur that I wanted to put in his place just a bit. That young man is out of control. And sometimes you need an older, wiser head to come along and keep the young fellas straight. So, sure, Bernie's still got a few moves. That's right. I can groove. I can still hoof it out there just a bit.
Now, longtime GCW fans know the fact that you can definitely shake it with the best, because I remember a situation where you and Wild Thing Will Owens were in collusion together. Now, you know, we can go back over that storyline. A lot of people know about it. And because we remember the vest, the bow tie, the black shirt, the white pants, and everything else that you were wearing in that, you were bringing not only discotheca, but you were bringing it modern full scale, dude. That was fun to watch in that scenario.
Eddie, you're talking about a dark time in my life. I was confused. I didn't really understand what I was getting myself into.
Hell, dude, I just thought you were bribed.
Well, there's a lot going on. Can we talk about something else?
Yes, we can. Folks, once again, we are at the GCW Southern Legends Fan Fest, the second annual Southern Legends Fan Fest. We are live, Fast Eddie Lane, Mark Mabo, going along with Global Championship Wrestling Senior Official Bernie Kowanowicz. Now, Bernie, you've had a chance to look over the lineup, everything from A.R. Fox and Orion Bishop, Mike Posey and the Inhuman Fly, Mr. Hughes, Scotty Blaze, all the matches that are lined up for this evening. Let me go ahead and let you... I want not necessarily predictions on the card, but now, even if you weren't refereeing tonight and you were here as a fan, there's got to be a match that just jumps out at you that would grab your attention. Which one grabs your attention, Bernie?
Oh my gosh, that question cannot be answered. They all are huge matches.
They really are.
They really are. Orion Bishop, he is just a powerhouse force to be reckoned with. He always threatens to bring the roof down, literally, when that man is in the ring. A.R. Fox, I hope you brought your lunch. All of Posey and Fly, these guys have been feuding with each other for months. It's since we started television. Something's got to happen. There's got to be a conclusion to this. Fly is determined to put Posey away. Posey is determined to regain his television title. Mr. Hughes and Scotty Blaze, oh my gosh. Mr. Hughes is a big, strong man, a wily veteran, but Scotty Blaze has been around, and that boy can fight. Swinger and Russo, last man standing. Swinger has got the body of a god. Don't get me wrong, folks. Sorry about that. But
it's okay.
It's true. And Rob Russo is no slouch. That man is tough. As far as referee goes, there's nobody tougher than Rob Russo. And I understand he's been working, getting himself ready. Swinger better be ready. I'm really pulling for Rob to put that man in his place.
Now, do me a favor. Let me cut you off for a second because I want to ask. Now, you've had a chance. Now, most of the legends are here. Most of the superstars are here as part of the second annual GCW Southern Legends Fan Fest. Is there anybody in particular that you have not had a chance to meet that you would like to meet, or who has been the person that you've been most excited to meet so far?
Well, I've really been looking...
Other than Mabo.
Well, of course. But I've been looking forward to avoiding Abdullah the Butcher. I hope I'm able to... get out here tonight without getting too close to him.
That'd be a forking good idea.
It's always a pleasure and an honor to be in the same building as Micah Taylor. That man is a class act. But the Armstrongs, the Armstrongs I've been watching since I was just a little Kowanowicz. And it's it just takes my breath away to be anywhere near any of them. Brad, the Bullet is just, he is just a hero. Always has been a hero.
He truly is a Southern legend.
He is.
Well, Bernie, tell you what, brother, I know that you're having fun running around here. Plus, I know that you've got a lot of things going on, but I want to thank you for taking a minute to come on with us here on Beyond Ringside. The door is always open. I know we've invited you to come on before, and actually, I would like to set it up, if we can get the timetable worked out, for Bernie Kowanowicz to come on and do a full-scale interview with us on Beyond Ringside.
You got it, fella. Anytime.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is... Go ahead.
Oh, Hot Ice, we love you, pal. Get
Definitely.
Well soon. We love you, Hot Ice.
Wayne, we miss you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, he is GCW Senior Official Bernie Kowanowicz, and he is live on Beyond Ringside. Tell you what, we are going to go and set it up for the start of the live show. Stay tuned. You are locked in to Beyond Ringside.
Hello, everybody. This is Dirty Dutch Mantel, and you're locked in to Beyond Ringside.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Mark Mabel Bowman with Beyond Ringside, and we are here at the Global Championship Wrestling 2nd Annual Southern Legends Fan Fest, and I'm here with a Captain Shiny Vest. Obviously, you don't want to be called that, so what's your name? Obviously, I've seen you around before, and I'm going to bet you're on the GCW message board, so...
That would be me. My name is Chris Thomas, and I go by Remy or Remap LL on the message board.
All right, that's Remy. Lean a little bit closer, so we
okay.
Can hear you. Yeah. All right, so this is Remy from the message board, if you don't know. Remy, first of all, you attended last year's, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
would
sir.
You say that this has surpassed last year's?
I think so. A lot of neat stars here. We just had a great time, and just having a blast, man.
Who are you? Okay, first of all, who are you most looking forward to seeing at this show?
Abdullah the Butcher.
Who wouldn't want to meet Abdullah the Butcher? Maybe he'll bring some rib and some like Chinese food or something. Who are you most looking forward to meeting? That you've already met.
That we've already met.
Meet or already met.
The Scott Armstrong.
Scott Armstrong.
We've never met that Armstrong.
You've
before.
Never met. Is he here yet?
I haven't seen him yet.
Boy, better hurry him get here. We ain't got much time. Now, go ahead, throw it out there. You've obviously been a fan of Global Championship Wrestling for a while, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, would you, this is the second annual, so would you like to see them continue on in this fashion as long as they can?
Oh, most definitely. I think Dan's done a great job getting a lot of neat people coming to the Fan Fest, a lot of wrestlers that we never thought we'd get to meet, and it just gets better and better every year.
Yeah, I would definitely say that, and you know, hopefully they will be able to continue this for years to come. Now, you've seen the card.
Yeah.
Personally, match for you?
I think the Hammer match. We're Hammer fans.
Really?
Really.
Does your family know that you're... Wait, are you talking like MC Hammer?
No, not MC Hammer.
Arm and Hammer. You like the bar? You like bacon soda.
We like Sergeant Hammer.
Oh, jeez. So, well, let me ask you this. Do you think... I mean, he's held onto that belt for a while now. And he's definitely held on to that belt for a while against Micah Taylor. Do you think, unbiasedly, do you think this might be Micah's night?
As a Hammer fan, I must say, Micah's got the look in his eye, and he may take it tonight.
All right.
Just being truthful, speaking from what I've seen.
All right. Let's go ahead and throw it out there. Let's look to Southern Legends Fan Fest 2011. Hadn't been putting it down, but if you could get in Mad Dog's ear, as dirty and disgusting as it is, if you could get into Mad Dog's, I don't care if he hears it, if you could get into Mad Dog's ear, who would you say, Dog, I would like to see this at the Global Championship Wrestling Southern Legends Fan Fest 2011. Who would it be?
I would love to see Exotic Adrian Street.
Oh, God, who wouldn't want, and Miss Linda,
awesome.
Got to throw Linda in there, too.
Got to bring Miss Linda.
You know what? I would definitely I would concur, because I know growing up watching Continental, he was my favorite. And then I met him in person and found out he was 5'5". But that's beside the point. The man's a phenomenal performer. Well, Remy, once again, hey, thank you for coming on.
Appreciate it.
I'm sure Dennis Condrey wants his vest back. And I'm sure El Professor is going to appreciate you supporting the White Jeans movement.
We're working on it. We're building up, you know, one person at a time.
You guys are what, 3-4 strong now?
We're up to 4 now.
We're so. Up to 4? All right, well, hey, once again, appreciate you coming on, sir, taking time with us. I'm going to let you go back, enjoy the fest. I see there's more folks coming in, and I got a burp, and I'm trying not to burp in the microphone, so
crap.
It happens. Like, this is really going to get played on there anyway. Eddie will be like, edit, edit, phew, phew. So, all right, well, look, I'll let you get back to you folks. Thank you again once time, Remy, for taking time with us, and enjoy the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Sure.
This is Bullet Bob Armstrong. I'm Southern-born, Southern-bred, and I never miss Beyond Ringside.
When planning your next party or special event, insist on the best. 4-Range Entertainment is a professional entertainment company providing a full range of services. From professional disc jockeys and MCs to catering and photography, when the details of your special day must be perfect, call us first. Wedding receptions, corporate parties, school functions, birthday celebrations, and more. We also have Birmingham's largest selection of karaoke tracks available. With over 40 years combined experience, 4-Range Entertainment can provide you with the talent and professionalism you need and deserve to make your next event one you'll never forget. For more information on the full range of services we offer, call 533-HITS. That's 533-HITS. Or check us out on our website at fullrangeentertainment.com.
Johnny Swinger here, the King of Swing. So don't sing it, swing it. And remember, you're locked in to Beyond Ringside.
Eddie, I'm pretty sure if you're going to listen to this, you're going to want to edit out the burp.
This is El Professor from the Santa Clara Colony in Mexico. And you are locked in to Beyond Ringside, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Mark Mabo Bowman. I am here at the Global Championship Wrestling 2010 Southern Legends Fan Fest. And joining me, a voice you will be very familiar with, he's been on the show a couple of times, Mean Mike Posey. Mike, welcome to the show. First of all, thank you.
Thank you. You got the introduction wrong. Greatest referee on the planet.
I'm sorry, sir.
Sexiest referee in the world. Hottest wrestling commodity to come out of the great state of Alabama.
Well, as you know, you've dealt with Commissioner Eddie Lane. You know, he also hosts the show. He gave me no notes on that.
Yeah, he talks with his hands.
Yeah.
He's too busy talking with his hands.
Yeah, if he's not got a burger in his hands.
Yeah.
See, look, he's interrupting us.
Yeah. Shut up.
How do you guys put up with him, seriously?
How do you put up with him?
I don't. I usually do the show from my house.
Oh,
it's pretty hot.
Yeah, sweetest car wreck I ever got into. He's just going to keep talking.
Yeah, that's what he does best.
Yeah.
You don't even do that good either.
No. Horrible commissioner.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times? You were robbed of your television title.
I was. I didn't get beat. I didn't get pinned. I didn't submit. It's another conspiracy against me from GCW management.
I mean, that's how it is. I mean, it was like, ooh, climb up a ladder, get the belt.
Right. That's I never even had a belt.
That's what I'm saying. That's no way to earn the title.
Right.
All right, finally, he's... And I thought it was going to shut up.
Yeah.
And you know what? I really hope he actually plays this. All right, so like I was saying before we were so rudely interrupted... have you ever seen anybody shamelessly promote themselves?
He's on board with payroll.
He is. Yeah. Well, Burke can afford him. Anyway, so tonight,
yes,
for the GCW, the Global Championship Wrestling television title,
yes,
you have the Inhuman Fly.
Inhuman Fly. It's going down.
And
get my belt back.
Well, there's a bit of a stipulation. It's going to be a blindfold match.
Well, I don't know whose idea that was. It's just another example of GCW management having a conspiracy against me. I mean, it's not like, why can't I just have a regular match? I mean, a freaking best wrestler in GCW, not state of Alabama, much less GCW. I can't even get a freaking straight match with the TV champion.
Yeah, the quote-unquote, air quotes, TV champion.
Yes.
Well, I mean, just, have you ever been in a blindfold match before? Have you ever experienced a blindfold match before? I mean, I know you've refereed.
Right.
Have you ever had anything to do with a blindfold match?
I've refereed a blindfold match.
Yes.
Once a long time ago, but I've never competed in one. But... I mean, I can wrestle with my eyes closed. It's not as different, you know?
Well, I mean, I was just going to say my sources, my constituents have told me that you've actually been training by walking through your palatial estate blind, you know, with the lights off.
Yes. I do it all the time.
And so, he's a fly.
Right.
It's not going to be that hard.
Blind him like a fly.
That's what I'm telling you.
I can do it with my eyes closed. I can wrestle my eyes closed. So what's the problem?
Now, other than your match... which I personally am very interested in seeing from a fan's perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, we all, growing up, before we get into the business, however we get into it, growing up, we all have our favorites and whatnot.
Yeah.
Other than your match, which I'm going to tell you is going to be a show stealer, what match would you be looking forward to maybe peeking through the curtain seeing?
Well, for personal reasons, I'd like to see this Armstrong match against the Moneymakers and the Equalizer. One, because... Mr. Scott Armstrong used to be a colleague of mine.
Yes.
in the former ECW. We were referees together. And before all is said and done, I think Mr. Armstrong needs a match with me and Mike Poston.
You know what? I'm Eddie Lane, I know you're going to be listening to this, Global Championship Wrestling Committee. Make it happen.
Yes.
I mean, Eddie, you got the pull in the front office, so why don't we have Mean Mike Posey take on Scott Armstrong?
Official, former official versus former official.
Why not? Why not? I say book it.
Book it, make it happen. I'll take on all three of them if I have to.
You know what? You can probably take on the whole family.
Yeah, I'll take the whole family on. Bring them on. One at a time. I'll run the gauntlet.
Bring them on.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I know your time is short. You got to get ready for your match. Yes. I do thank you for coming on. I would wish you luck in your match, but you don't need it.
Who needs it? Yeah.
But once again, hey, thank you for joining us, and hopefully we can have you back on the show for a longer interview, and you could tell us all just how shiny that Global Championship Wrestling television title is.
Don't worry, it won't be long.
All right, Mike, thank you once again for joining us.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
This is Mike Posey, and you are counting it down with Beyond Ringside.
We only have 5 copies of the DVD. I would like to be able to give the proper introduction to both the Moneymakers and Howard C. Cross, but unfortunately, Commissioner Eddie Lane will not shut up. And he stopped. All right, ladies and gentlemen, multi-time Global Championship Wrestling Tag Team Champions, the manager of champions, the League of Legal. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome in the Moneymakers, J.P. Magnum, Theodore Tatwater III, and their manager, Howard C. Cross.
And of course, the pleasure is all yours.
It's always mine. I mean, I'll tell you right now, from day one, I have been a supporter of Team Apocalypse. Not these other hanger-ons, wannabes, whatever. But let's get down to brass tacks. Howard, you would know about brass tacks.
Gold tacks.
Gold tacks. Platinum tacks.
There's no brass in his house.
Oh, no, no. We are at the Global Championship Wrestling 2010 Southern Legends Fan Fest. Now, I know the pungent aroma from these sweat hogs is not...
No, as a good friend of mine used to once say, hicks, hillbillies, and hayseeds.
Yeah, actually, you know, I think I've got a running count on teeth for the total attendance, and we're up to 28.
It's about right.
How many in attendance are there, like 31?
I noticed at Walmart they had a new Father's Day card that was already out that said, Happy Father's Day, Uncle Daddy.
31 in this row.
Exactly. Now, gentlemen, tonight, the Southern Legends Fan Fest, you have the Armstrongs, your partner, the Equalizer. Howard C. Cross, I assume you're going to be in their corner.
No, that's a stupid question. Of course I'm going to be in their corner.
Do you know who listens to our show? I have to ask the stupid questions.
Yes, the manager of champions will be with the champions tonight.
Now, gentlemen, you guys have been up and down the road with the Armstrongs many a time, both Global Championship Wrestling and afar. Throw in the Equalizer tonight. What are your plans?
Well, it's our goal to kind of help bring the Equalizer along a little bit. He's relatively new to the business. As you know, JP and myself, we've been multiple-time champions. We've been up and down the road with the Armstrongs. I'm just not sure how many more times we can beat them up like we do. You know, we leave them laying in every city we go to, night after night, week after week.
That's
you
right.
know, tonight we might just make it a little bit special. You know, tonight very well could be the very last time anybody gets to see the Bullet Bob Armstrong in a wrestling ring.
We'll give him a proper send-off. I've always said many times before that the Armstrongs have more guts than they do brains. And apparently it's because they've been beaten so many times.
By us.
Of course.
Of course. Gentlemen, I'm actually being signaled that you are needed. I hate to cut this interview short. It's a dang shame. It's a shame that the fans aren't going to be able to get to hear it. But long story short, Armstrongs down, Team Apocalypse up.
Absolutely. Right. And you can take that to the bank.
Well, right. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me. Howard C. Cross, once again, I hate to cut it short for you and your guys, but you know it's always a conspiracy theory with Fast Eddie Lane.
And wait, on Pop Party Note, let's not forget about Sergeant Hammer stomping that little punk Micah Taylor into the ground in the 2 out of 3 falls match tonight and retaining the heavyweight title.
So this is going to be an epic win for Team Apocalypse.
Every win is an epic win for Team Apocalypse.
Sir, I couldn't agree with you more. Well, you know what? Thank you, and thank your team for joining us. I hate, you know, that you have to cut it short, but thank you very much.
This is Theodore Tutwiler III, the cock of the walk, and you're locked in to Beyond Ringside.
This is the greatest wrestler the world has ever known, the magnificent J.P. Magnum, and you're locked in to Beyond Ringside.
This is Howard C. Cross, the Legal Eagle, and you're listening to Beyond Ringside.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Mark Mabo Bowman, and I am at Global Championship Wrestling Southern Legends Fan Fest 2010. Unfortunately, the Moneymakers and Howard C. Cross were pulled away. Once again, probably some shenanigans by Fast Eddie Lane, but when one door closes, somebody opens a window and puts a sexy lady in it. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me right now, he is the greatest thing since sliced penguin meat, Mr. Blur.
Hello. I'm glad to have you, you know, be near me so you can enjoy how awesome I am.
Oh, believe me, I've always enjoyed the leftovers that you just leave behind in your wake. I am the suckerfish to the great white shark that is you.
I like the way that sounds.
Yes, and you are. You are indeed. And it's been a long time since we've seen each other.
Well, I've been, you know, touring the world, showing everyone how awesome I am. And now that I've kind of spread the gospel of Blur, I thought it was time to return home.
Yes, if I'm not mistaken, it's up to, you are, what, 167 countries legally declared awesome?
Yes, yes, actually. Oh, we're working on the 169, but we're doing a little... having some issues with their state laws and counties, and just it's a big thing.
Yeah, Yemen can always be a tough country to get through.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, tonight, Legends Fan Fest.
Southern Legends
Fan Southern Fest. Legends Fan
2010.
Fest.
2010.
Keep stalling because I'm trying to find out where you are.
10.
Where are you on the card, Eddie?
I edit point. Have a special job tonight.
That's right. You do have special job.
My really good friend, Mean Mike Posey.
That's right.
In his contract stipulation for his rematch, he was able to choose any referee of his liking. And it just so happens that, I don't know if anyone knows this or not, I did a little refereeing in the past. And you'd be surprised how long those are good for.
Well, I do. You know what? Eddie and I actually discussed that when we were going over the card earlier, that you were first introduced into Global Championship Wrestling. You were a referee.
I was.
You donned the stripes.
Which is a shame, though, because the talent level that I have to be, you know, forced to be stuck behind those prison bars that are zebra stripes.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I think when you signed that contract, they should have just put the belt around your waist right there.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it should have been.
I mean, that's how it should have been. But... you know, you've got Mike Posey, fortunate enough to have you as a referee, a fair and unbiased, the most unbiased referee I have seen since Danny Davis or Bill Alfonso.
Of course. Well, I tell everybody, I'm very trustworthy. Like when I say I'm the greatest wrestler around right now, I'm being very honest. That's trusting. You can trust me when I say something.
I can tell you right now, you have the most honest face I've ever seen, and you've never stared me. I'm serious. Just, ladies and gentlemen, if this was television, you would send this man money just hand over fist.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's radio, though, because Eddie Lane's got a face made for radio.
Unfortunately. He's got everything made for radio. Yes. Again with the hand things. You know what? Mike Posey brought that up. What's with the hand things? Seriously.
He used to moonlight as a translator for deaf people.
Really?
He's just so used to signing.
Once again, there he goes interrupting us.
Yeah, he's good at that.
You know, he did that. He did that with me, Mike Posey. Did that with Howard C. Cross of the Moneymakers. He's just so rude, inconsiderate.
Oh, but he will interrupt someone like, you know, Scotty Blizzays or whatever.
Blase.
Blase, blase.
Or his precious buddy, Mad Dog.
Oh, yeah, no, not that.
Oh, no.
But someone like me, you know what? He's jealous.
It's jealous. You know why? Lack of awesomeness.
Pretty much.
You know what? I heard that you and Barney Stinson are like neck and neck as far as awesomeness goes.
Yeah. I'm almost at the level of Hasselhoff in Germany.
Really?
Yeah. I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I have many fine leather-bound books. My house smells of rich mahogany.
I was going to say, does it smell of rich mahogany?
Yes, it does.
You know, I think that... But getting back to the match, and we'll do this quickly... I hate getting off track, but choo-choo. They're counteracting. It seems like the front office has decided to counteract you in the corner of me and Mike Posey by making it a blindfold match.
Yeah, but that's not really going to be an issue. Posey's got some great senses about him and ring presence. And when you've got that kind of ring presence, you don't even need your eyes at that point.
True. We're going to put an edit point right here. so they can do this. So I'll just pause it. And Eddie, here's the edit point thing that you like to sit there and say edit point for. All right. Now, Blair, we know you're awesome.
Well, yeah, everybody knows it.
Yes. And you are the special guest referee, enforcer, whatever you want to, you know.
No, I'm an official referee.
You're going to be the official referee, not the special guest enforcer.
No. I'm going to don the stripes one more time for tonight.
Now, I know you're in good standing, very good friends with me, Mike Posey.
Yes, we bowl together.
Really? What's your score?
Oh, I average around 285.
And Posey?
Yeah, I shouldn't really say. I don't want to embarrass him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But El Professor comes with us sometimes, too.
Really? I heard he was a phenomenal bowler to be an Amish, to be a Spanish Mennonite or whatever he is.
It's he's got an amazing form.
I would imagine so.
Yes.
And I heard he fills out a pair of white jeans quite nicely.
It's getting kind of personal.
Well, that's what the ladies say. It's all over the message board.
Okay.
Which you can find at www.gcwpro.com.
Shameless plug.
Now, like I said, I know you're good friends with Mike Posey.
Yes.
You could give two craps about the inhuman fly.
He's a little annoying.
And I know you said you were going to call it right down the middle, but...
Right down the middle.
Would you... Are you going to be... Final three count, are you stepping up? Whether it be your friend or your, you know, you and Fly have been around the corner a couple times.
Yes. No, I right down the middle, bell to bell, right down the middle.
But
bell to bell
with me, Mike Posey, being your friend. After once the title is around his waist, because let's be honest, we know it's going
to
happen.
Well, if something comes up and we do get a chance to get a title shot, then we would have a gentleman's contest for it.
Rochambeau.
English, please. You know I don't speak Spanish.
The Rochambeau. You know Rochambeau.
I know. No. I'm not going to just look at one title right now. I tried to say something to Eddie about this the other night. I want a title.
You deserve a title.
I deserve a title. I have been the GCW heavyweight champion on two separate occasions.
I was there for both of those.
The tag team champions on two separate occasions.
I was there for both of those.
And as much as it would please me to get that triple crown of having all three belts, I'm not counting any title out, whether it be the heavyweight title or tag titles. Even if I don't have a partner, I'll do a handicap match for tag titles if I have to.
Honestly, you know what? I don't think you would need a partner. But you know what? That brings up a good point. If you, because you know how Eddie Lane works in the commissioner in the front office.
He works.
Well, you know, he sits behind a desk and punches keys.
Which for him is probably a lot of work.
That's most calories he's burned in a while. Now, here's the thing. We obviously know that the front office will probably force you to have a tag team partner.
Probably. Because they're scared of what I'm... They don't want to see exactly what all I can do right now. Because no one in here could really handle...
They don't need Blur Unfiltered.
No.
Now, looking throughout the GCW, the Global Championship Wrestling Locker Room, who would you pick to challenge for the tag team titles?
Well, I mean, right now I'd have to say that, you know, my bowling partner would be an excellent choice, Mr. Posey. He's athletic, he's smart, good ring presence. I don't see any reason why me and him wouldn't be able to take it from any pairing of performers. And it's scary to think of how much we could hurt people.
Actually, I'm honest, I'm just scared thinking about it. I just peed a little bit, that's how scared I am. Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you can watch how deadly of a team we are going to be if you watch GCW TV tonight.
At... That would be
midnight 30.
Midnight 30. I hate that phrase, but midnight 30
on WTTO 21, the CW.
As long as they're not preempted by a mattress commercial.
Now, I believe this week should be good to go, but you do realize that you're selling mattresses at a time when most people are asleep.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy's brilliant.
Yeah, no flies on that kid, that's for sure. Well, Mr. Blair, do you have any... You know what? I don't think we've ever had you on Beyond Ringside.
No, never.
Is there anything you'd like to... And I know you, so watch how you say this. Is there anything you would like to plug?
Well, everybody just knows that I'm the best. And then, whether they see it... I was dancing here earlier. I'm the most amazing dancer around. I'm the most amazing wrestler around. I'm the most amazing fighter around. Whether it be MMA or breakdancing or wrestling... are just sitting there looking awesome. People have to come out here and see, because it's so amazing. It's just so I wish I was someone else for just a few minutes so I could see how awesome I am from the outside.
You know what?
I envy you, actually, a little bit, because you get to sit next to me.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you right now, sometimes, I think this is why we don't hang out frequently, because it's literally overload.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I'm sure Eddie's going to jump around and edit this all together.
That's why Eddie doesn't like me, because when he's around me, it's so much for him, he actually starts to have seizures, and I have to put my wallet in his mouth so he doesn't swallow his tongue.
Because nobody wants to see the death of Han Solo.
No.
Yeah.
But it would be cool to see him frozen in carbonite.
You know what? I've got some people. We could probably, if you want to substitute carbonite for cement and frozen for drown, I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there. Now, since we've last spoken, you've had an addition by your side.
Miss Neela.
Yes.
Miss Neela is the most beautiful, the most cunning, and actually the most athletic woman I've ever met. She is, her beauty is matched by her athleticism.
Wow.
And it's scary to think that combination. And she's come by my side, and I'm, you know, I tell people, you know, as attractive as a guy that I am and as talented as I am, I had to find someone to who could at least keep up.
Well, now, you know, I've known you for quite some time.
Yes, and, you have.
And I know you
lucky dog.
I know, I'm just a lucky SOB. And I know that you've never settled for nothing but top shelf.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like you said, her beauty is only matched by her athleticism.
Oh, yeah. She has amazing cardio at the gym. She is strong. She is agile. She was a. You have to understand something. Someone who can be a ballerina, who could teach dance, who could be a former professional cheerleader, who could also spar with me MMA style and keep up and understand and have the mind to absorb all this and still be able to go out and run 2 or 3 miles a night just because. This is an amazing person. And when she feels ready for it, she's going to get in the ring and destroy all the women. The same way that I'm going to destroy all the competition that's put in front of me.
Well, I know that if you've taken her on as your personal Padawan, then when she does choose...
I would say more of apprentice than Padawan, if you get my drift.
Ah, little dark side action there.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you right now that when, not if, but when she chooses to step in to the ring of Global Championship Wrestling, the ladies of GCW better watch out. Blur, I know your time is short. I want to thank you for joining me, not us, me. Why? Because look at that goof. Look at that goof Kowanowicz. Seriously? I've got top shelf talent over here trying to cut an interview.
You know what? I think I might go talk to Mr. Hughes. And the same way he stole the Undertaker's urn, maybe we could get him to steal Mr. Kowanowicz's bow tie.
You know what?
His power would be sapped from him. He would collapse a shell of himself.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Mr. Blur,
yay.
Thank you once again for joining us here at Beyond Ringside.
My pleasure. Had a great time.
I can't wait to see you call it right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
And I can guarantee you that sooner rather than later, Fast Eddie Lane and the GCW front office, they're going to have to give you a title shot.
Oh, yeah. Well, just one more thing. Make sure everybody comes out to these GCW shows. I haven't had as much fun at one of these shows as the time I went to the Catalina Wine Mixer.
Catalina Wine Mixer!
The Catalina Wine Mixer!
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, it's Mabo. I am at the Global Championship Wrestling Southern Legends Fan Fest 2010.
2010. 10.
10.
10. 10. 10.
And
prestige worldwide.
Once again, the incomparable Mr. Blur. And we will be back beyond ringside, Eddie, edit point, whatever you want to do there.
This is Mad Dog Dan Sawyer. You're listening to Beyond Ringside.
When planning your next party or special event, insist on the best. 4-Rage Entertainment is a professional entertainment company providing a full range of services, from professional disc jockeys and MCs to catering and photography. When the details of your special day must be perfect, call us first. Wedding receptions, corporate parties, school functions, birthday celebrations, and more. We also have Birmingham's largest selection of karaoke tracks available. With over 40 years combined experience, 4-Rage Entertainment can provide you with the talent and professionalism you need and deserve to make your next event one you'll never forget. For more information on the full range of services we offer, call 533-HITS. That's 533-HITS. Or check us out on our website at fullrangeentertainment.com.
This is the TaylorMade Man, Micah Taylor. All right, and you're locked in to Beyond Ringside.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark Mabo Bowman, and I am here at the Global Championship Wrestling 2010 Southern Legends Fan Fest. And I'm going to tell you right now, looking around, it's just in awe. I mean, you know, Eddie said it before when we were talking earlier. Dirty Dutch Mantel to my left, conversing with the King of Swing, Johnny Swinger. I look straight ahead. I see Micah Taylor. Could be his night. Could be the opportunity for him to win the Global Championship Wrestling Heavyweight title, a title that has eluded him for quite some time in a 2-out-of-3 falls match with Sergeant Hammer. And Sergeant Hammer will have Howard C. Cross, the Legal Eagle, in his corner. Of course, the lovely Tracy Taylor passing right in front of me. Got a bit distracted there. Brian B. Smooth trying to get pictures as usual. Across the gym, we've got the Armstrong family, all 862 of them. Look up, Rob Russo donning the tights, looking like a freshly shorn Chuck Norris with his long hair. Mad Dog Dan Sawyer handling business as usual. Look down to my right, Mr. Blur, Mean Mike Posey, other assorted evildoers, if you will. This is really for my own entertainment at this point, where I just continually talk. And there goes Tracy Taylor again. Yes. But, you know, what really matters is it's for the fans. This is why Global Championship Wrestling has put on this event. It's for the fans, and hopefully the fans enjoy it. Hopefully the fans will keep coming to the Global Championship Wrestling shows. Get on the Global Championship Wrestling message board at www.gcwpro.com. I'm popping my P's, my bad. Eddie's not going to be able to edit this because I don't give him a chance to edit, but that's okay. He probably won't play it anyway. Or, just as a cruel joke, he will. He will probably play it on the Shoutcast Network. There goes Mojo.
Mojo!
He can't hear me. I'm sure if he got on here, he would be talking about Daphne. And Eddie's coming here, and then he goes away, and then he comes back. And then he goes away, and he basically likes to just have me do commentary for him. This is the DVD commentary.
You got two microphones already on this where you're getting background noise. How you doing? I'm
doing great, Eddie. You're going to have fun editing this.
I'm pretty sure I will.
Yes, I tried to give you edit points, but that didn't. I wouldn't get too close to that blur was on it a minute ago.
Oh, that's another sick person we're worried about.
Yes, but, you know, I've had Howard C. Cross and the Moneymaker stop by. Unfortunately, they had to go attend some business in the ring.
Yep.
As you know, you were there.
Yep.
Unfortunately, those dirty Armstrongs stuck their nose in where they didn't belong. Blur.
Yeah.
He promises to be fair. Call it right down the middle.
Did you ever get B. Smooth Brian Reese over?
Never got a chance to get B. Smooth over.
Okay, we will get with him on air. We'll get him in for an interview because I know they got a lot of stuff going on with Gulf Coast right now.
Yes.
Ah, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
What are you looking for?
I was looking for my hotspot on the microphone.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah, I did.
Also, was fortunate enough to have Mean Mike Posey on.
Very cool, very cool.
And I'm upset with you. You didn't give me the complete introduction of him being the sexiest wrestler, the best wrestler.
Everybody's got to go through it at least once.
He's more mad at you than he is me.
Yeah, that's par for the course. People get pissed off at me more often than they get pissed off at elected officials.
Well, that's what happens when you're the commissioner.
Amen.
But, no, we've had a few guests stop by.
Well, hopefully you've had fun.
I've had fun. Mainly I've just been talking to myself.
Scary thought.
No, not really so much. I mean, I've had people over here, but, you know, just been talking.
Okay.
Giving you stuff to work with.
Well, do me a favor. I hate to do this, but I've got to get back to the locker room. I've got to finish, get everything lined up. The opening match is going to roll. We're looking at 20 minutes till the top of the hour here live at the Southern Legends Fan Fest.
2010.
There you go. Second annual for GCW.
Yes.
We're rolling in 20 minutes. There's a bet that I won't start on time. So guess what? I'm going to win that bet.
Wait, we're starting at 7?
Yes, we're starting at 7.
Hey, we're starting at 7.
Yeah, we got to get wrapped up.
Let's wrap it up.
Okie doke.
Go ahead.
You want to take it out or you want to do it?
I'll do it.
Okay.
4. Beyond Ringside here at the Global Championship Wrestling Southern Legends Fan Fest 2010, Part 2. I am Mark Mabo Bowman.
And I'm Fast Eddie Lane saying, bye-bye.
We'll
see you Beyond Ringside.
I was going to do it.
Do it. Say it, damn it.
And we'll see you Beyond Ringside.
This is Global Championship referee J.J. Tanner, and you're locked into Beyond Ringside.
I'm Global Championship Wrestling ref Bo Cannon, and you are locked in Beyond Ringside.
Hello. Yes.
And he walked away, and I'm still going to keep doing the show. This is the show after the show. This is the show for Mabo. This is the Mabo show. I wonder how much this stuff can hold. I don't know. But this is the Mabo show. This is the Beyond Ringside After Hour. And there goes Mojo. And I keep trying to get him on, but he just keeps walking in a circle. Once again, the incomparable Mr. Blur passing in front of me. Once again, he will hopefully hold the Global Championship Wrestling Heavyweight title, World Heavyweight title. And, yeah, honestly, I'm really looking forward to Smooth. Come here. Come on, man. Come on. We got about 10 minutes to work with on it. Less than 10 minutes, and Eddie's got to come over here. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. And this is Mark Mabo Bowman here at the Global Championship Wrestling Southern Legends Fan Fest 2010. And joining me right now is Brian B. Smooth. Brian, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me.
That's no problem. You know, I've just been going around to talk to a couple of wrestlers, tried to get a fan or two on. A lot of them are radio shy, even though I think you would agree that most of them in here have a face for radio. Now, Smooth.
True point.
Yes, indeed. Now, Smooth. You've seen the card.
Yes, I have.
What is the one match? You can only choose one. What is the one match you are looking forward to tonight?
The one match that I probably would say that I'd be most looking forward to this evening would probably be the six-man tag team event featuring the Armstrongs versus the Moneymakers and the Equalizer, I believe.
Yes, yes. Team Apocalypse.
Team Apocalypse, yes. That would be one of the matches I'm definitely most intrigued to look, you know, most looking forward to, that's for sure.
Well, you know, actually, you share the same sentiments as Mean Mike Posey. I asked him, I was like, you know, other than yours, what match are you looking forward to? And he said the exact same match.
Well, I couldn't argue with that.
Well, I don't know what that says about your character, but...
Now,
you've been walking around taking pictures. You get a lot of good pictures?
Oh, yes, that I have.
And where can people see these pictures when they are available?
Well, I do have a... photo bucket photo album site that I'll be putting the pictures from tonight's second annual Southern Legends Fan Fest. You will definitely find them on the message board of Global Championship Wrestling at gcwpro.com. You can also find the photos, on WrestlingNewsCenter.com that I'm a corresponding contributing journalist upon.
Uh-huh.
And have results as well as photos from the second annual Southern Legends Fan Fest. Probably about sometime around next week, you will be able, the rest of the wrestling world will be have an opportunity to see all the photos that I have taken from tonight's event right here.
Yes, and I've actually seen some of your past work, and I say that you definitely are in the right business, sir. Now,
thank you.
Have you had a chance to stop by and talk with any of these Southern Legends?
As a matter of fact, yes, I have. I've had a blessed opportunity to have spoken with Dirty Dutch Mantell. A very interesting fellow, to say the least, I must say.
Now, you know, as you know, Dutch has a book, The World According to Dutch.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to get one?
I was able to purchase a copy of his book. I'm very, very intrigued to check it out and read it and find out all the stories that he has to tell.
Well, I can guarantee you I was fortunate enough to pick one up in March when I met him at the Legends Fan Fest in Atlanta, Georgia. And I, in my opinion, honestly, I put it up there with Foley's first two books, William Regal's, and Bobby the Brain Heenan's.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, you will enjoy this book. I guarantee it. Now, anybody else you've spoken with?
Oh, yes. I was also able to speak with Mr. Hughes, as well as Steve Armstrong, Brad Armstrong, and, of course, the legendary Bullet Bob Armstrong also.
Yes, definitely all fan fan appreciated, regardless if they are heel or face.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed.
Speaking strictly as a fan, you know, I know you do the photography. Speaking as a fan, would you say that, one, did the fans, this is before the show, so if we even had the match, just the Legends Fan Fest itself, would you say the fans have got what they paid for and more?
Well, judging from my assessment for what I've seen throughout this entire Southern Legends Fan Fest experience, I must say that the fans certainly have gotten their money's worth so far this evening.
All right, well, we've got to wrap it up.
Oh.
So.
All right, well, Smooth, thanks for joining us, and we will hopefully catch you tomorrow night on Beyond Ringside.
Well, I hope to be on. Thank you very much.
This is your boy, Miggity Miggity Mabo, and you're locked in to Beyond Ringside.